Ukraine's embattled President Viktor Yanukovych has been meeting with church leaders as anti-government protests are spreading throughout the country. The talks came after the president met the European Union's enlargement commissioner, who is in the country to mediate, following battles that killed at least three demonstrators so far. Stefan Boss has the latest from Ukraine.
The office of Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych said he was meeting the All-Ukrainian Council of Churches and Religious Organizations who have called for prayers and reconciliation amid ongoing anti-government protests. In a statement, Ukrainian church leaders urged all parties to recognize their responsibility for maintaining what they called a unified Ukrainian state and begin a constructive dialogue to address what they called the socio-political crisis. The talks came after Yanukovych on Friday met the European Union's Enlargement Commissioner, Stefan Füle, who is trying to mediate between the government and opposition. The EU envoy arrived while anti-government demonstrators in Ukraine were expanding their protests because negotiations between Yanukovych and the opposition have stalled. In western Ukraine, activists seized the regional government office in the city of Ivano-Frankivsk and were storming another one in Chernivtsi. Protests were also reported in Lutsk in the northeast and Sumy in the east. President Yanukovych has vowed to use all legal means if a solution to the crisis is not found. However, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso has warned the Ukrainian leader not to use violence, explained Commission spokesperson Olivier Bailey.
If the situation is not stabilized in Ukraine, then the EU would assess possible consequences in its relationship with Ukraine.
In a sign of compromise, President Yanukovych has pledged to amend anti-protest laws that sparked this week's clashes between protesters and police, in which several demonstrators have died. European Commission spokesperson Bailey also said that Ukraine's leader told Commission President Barroso that he would not impose a state of emergency.
He also reassured President Barroso that it was not foreseen to install a state of emergency in Ukraine.
Additionally, Yanukovych promised to reshuffle the government at an urgent session of parliament on Tuesday, but that has done little to ease tensions. The opposition has demanded early elections and closer ties with the European Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.